mountain of God.
Amen.
And the people which are on the Zion are God's people.
Amen.
These are the sons of God. And yesterday you heard that who are the sons of God? Do you remember? From Romans 8, it says, those who are led by the Spirit of God. Yes. So if we, you, everyone of us is led by the Spirit of God, he is the Son of God.
Amen.
Okay. So this this song is telling, awake, sons of God.
Amen.
So we need to awake and to start to walk with God. What is the wake Zion of trim your lamps. Do you know the parable about 10 virgins? It says that there is a time that we need to prepare our lamps that it will shine. So when we think trim your lamps, it means prepare your lamps that you will shine upon this earth around us. Because the stars of heaven shall down, and the moon will turn into blood. It speaks about people in their positions, high positions, that some of them will fall down. From their positions, you know, from their higher positions. And the moon shall turn into blood, it means that there will be tribulation upon the earth. And that there will be a lot of blood among the people. But Son of God will arise.
Amen.
So, and if we are the sons of God and we will arise, we will overcome this darkness.
Hallelujah.
And it's very good news, because the darkness will surely come. But we have power by the blood of Jesus to overcome it. So when we sing this song, we need to sing it with understanding. What is this song about? So this song telling everybody of us to rise up and to rejoice in the God, in our Lord, that we will be sons of God that will overcome the darkness. Okay, so we can sing it with understanding again.
Okay.